2023-4, the final lesson in the third month. You should be going through some dynamic changes at this particular time. You should be finding, overcoming, and success accelerating in your consciousness, and a new exuberance beginning to manifest on the edge of the mind, a new brilliance yet unrealized but sensed in all of its power and glory. You soon will manifest into a higher stage of consciousness and to deeper and deeper awareness of higher light. Tonight we're discussing the upper triad and the various levels of consciousness where we have guidance and how we use this guidance. The first step on the path is to find the proper guidance and to understand what area is guided by what. Many times we are thinking that we're being guided in a particular level of consciousness, and we're really not being guided in that level at all. We're being guided in another level. Sometimes we think when an idea comes from us that it will automatically take action within our being, but it will not automatically take action. You must use your free will to be assertive enough to exercise it. So you may be getting a lot of guidance, but it ends up that you are the final authority in your life, and you choose to do what you want to do and be what you want to be and go where you want to go. You are the choice, the free will choice in your life stream of your consciousness and its direction. And you must take command and use every facility available to you. There are greater beings of light just waiting for you to enter into these higher areas of consciousness to guide you to the Godhead and to the very presence in a more miraculous way than you can do on your own. We are not alone in the universe, and we are not an island unto ourselves. We are associated with other beings, whether we pay attention to them or not. We ignore our little brothers, the elemental forces that is in nature, and we just go through nature doing whatever we want to do, irregardless of how it affects the elemental forces and the spirit that is in our planet, the spirit that's in the water on our planet, the earth and the air and the fire and the ethers. Well, these are conscious entities and worthy of consideration and respect as well. Without their maintenance of this planet, you would not be able to consume the substances of this planet and stay on this planet. So they have an invaluable service to us. The angelic kingdom goes unknown to most people. They are running around looking for human guidance. They're looking for a human teacher or a spiritual teacher that was human and ascended. Well, we're going to now go deeper into what spiritual guidance is. But first of all, let's take the first step. In our physical body, we have our five senses. These five senses perceive and pick up vibratory rates of consciousness that come from the outside. That guides us. The touch and the feelings to guide us with the textures and the temperatures of the earth and the feeling of physical substance. Like groping in the dark, you're touching. It's one of the five senses. Then you have taste that guides you through the water and protects you with the water. Then you have the nose, which is a sense that guides you through the air. And when I say a sense, I mean actually the hands or the body, the tongue or the nose. Those are the objects of the senses. And the senses are actually within the consciousness and the mind and the brain of the individual. And they have a transitional point that all of this information coming in from these so-called senses in their objective form, in touching or tasting or smelling or seeing or hearing, this all goes into the brain and goes into a higher level of consciousness where we actually perceive it. when we get to our eyes, this is for survival with the fire, and the ears for the eaters. So the five senses are for the five elements of the earth and survival on earth. They're not for higher spiritual consciousness. The body elemental is an invaluable part of your being that keeps you in tune with the needs of the body. And many of us ignore that body elemental, and we do not pay attention when we are getting the impression not to do a certain thing, or stress a certain way, or eat a certain thing, and we go against it and satisfy senses or our own idea of taste or value of what we are getting to consume. But the body elemental is in tune with the mineral needs, the needs for the cellular structure, for the blood, for the respiratory system, for the whole operation, the glands, the organs, the bones. Every cell of your physical body is attuned into this one power, this one consciousness called the body elemental. And so all of the information from all of those levels go into this body elemental, a spiritual substance that has attached to this body for the duration of your experience in it. And when you leave, this body elemental will dissolve as the physical body dissolves back to the earth, dust to dust, ashes to ashes, spirit to spirit. So the body elemental will again enter back into the ethers, into the kasha, and recycle back into the life force. And the next time an individual comes and they want to use a body, the body elemental will then attach again, and this keeps the cycling up. There are two paths on this planet. One is a reincarnation path, the other is an ascension path. The reincarnation path is the one that's coming back over and over and over again and seeking to be closer and closer to God. The ascension path says, this is the last life that I'm going to live in limitation. I now will enter into my eternal life. I will ascend to God. And it's an ascension life that breaks the earth bonds and the bonds of consciousness that bind you to limitation. It's an ascension into the presence and rising into God consciousness as Christ showed us. There are many paths on both of these aspects of ascension and reincarnation. And so you may hear literature one way or another. Don't get caught in the argument between these two things. Keep your eye on God. God is the goal. God is the goal. God is the goal. The second level is the emotional level. Now, in our emotions, we're guided by feeling. We're guided by emoting, meaning the movement of thought in us. And we're guided by sensation. As we're guided by sensation, vibrations come over, we feel a certain way, we move in our emotions. This gives us a guidance to do something. This is coming out of the subconscious area and affecting the subconscious area. And you can have guidance from your feelings. Many times you may be going towards something, you hesitate. Once Edgar Casey was about to step into an elevator. The door opened, he looked at the people in there, and he stepped back out of the elevator. The door closed, and down went the elevator, six floors, and the people in the elevator were killed. What happened, he noticed when the door opened that the people did not have any auras. And his reaction was to move back away from something that had lost its auric field. See, he didn't want to get involved with whatever was happening there. The light had left. So all these people had already, in fact, died. All it was the time of the falling and whatever happened at the bottom of the shaft. That's all they had to face. But they had already left the body. It's like a man jumping over the cliff. He goes out of the body before he hits the bottom. So many people try to escape sensations. Suicide or killing yourself, you have no recourse. You can't ask God for forgiveness because you have already left this dimension. And so you wouldn't want to do anything like that. The third level is mental. Here we're guided by our thoughts, our thinking nature, and our reason and logic power. Naturally, there are other guides in these areas. I'm talking about the major guidance. And so some of you may understand other philosophical or schools of philosophy or understandings of mental sciences, and you may understand more of the guiding forces in here, like assumptions, conclusions, comparisons, judgments, opinions. All those can guide you, but they're only reflective power. They're not something that is actually a physical manifestation or can come into solidity, because you cannot stop the mind. An assumption says, I've stopped the mind. I assume this is going to happen. So you're anticipating something happening. Assumption is not true. It's not what's happening in the presence. So every time you leave the presence, you're in on truth. In the presence is the truth and the power and the light, the love and the wisdom of God, the purity and perfection of that one in whom we live and move and have our being. So if you know these other things, understand them. But I'm talking about what is the major point of for most people to be guided from in these areas. These first three areas, the physical, emotional, mental areas, are personality levels, and two-thirds of the planet is in this area of consciousness. Most of the time, 90% is in there, quite a substantial part of the time. There's 10% of the people that are tuned out of these areas of consciousness. And out of that 10%, there's only 1% of them that are tuned in totally to the spiritual level. So you can see, to find a spiritual being on the planet living a spiritual life and not a material life is a very rare, and it's like a diamond, like a jewel. It's a valuable experience to meet such a great being. Now as we come up to the next level of consciousness, it's our environment. Our environment guides us. Now when I talk about environmental consciousness, I mean the soul feeling. Soul feeling means what is being experienced around you and coming to you, and you're relating to it in knowledge, relating to it in consciousness. You're feeling. And as you are standing talking to someone, you're getting physical feelings, you're getting emotional feelings, mental, psychic, creative, individual, universal feelings off that individual, depending on how open you are in your feelings, how open your heart is, how accepting you are. And then the more your heart is open, a pure heart sees all, will see God. It says, a pure heart will see God. A pure heart will know God. And so as you have a pure heart and you have these pure feelings, you will not judge the things that come in. You will not try to decipher them or make any opinions of them, nor add or subtract to them. You'll take them as they are, because this is the reality of what has happened, not what may be so or what has been. So we're talking about presence consciousness here, presence power. And this presence power starts when you're in the presence of your psyche and your soul, and it's manifest, transcendent to the physical, emotional, mental levels. And when you're on the path, you're raising your soul. You're raising to the vibrations of your soul. You no longer want to come out of the animal consciousness of the root chakra, the base center, no longer out of that compulsion and impulsion energy of the emotional chakra that's always driving you by desire and want and need. You don't want to be driven or bound by the limitations of your thinking, your mind, and associations of your systems and experience that you've learned here on the planet. You don't want to be bound by those. You must control all of those from your own soul. So we're not saying that someone else should control these things. You're the only one that can control you. A master may help, but the final authority and the final decision to the master on the path, and this is a mastership training, is self-discipline. And you must discipline yourself. You must have self-respect as well. Be kind and gentle and loving in your discipline for yourself and others. We're also in this environmental consciousness, this psychic level of awareness. We have intuitional consciousness here. When we delve deeper in, there's merging, and but the masses of consciousness still have intuitional awareness, whether they follow it or not. How many times you know to do something, and then you thought about it, and you did something else, and then you had to come back and do what you knew to do anyway? Well, that's taking and getting intuition, the first impression of rightness, and righteousness in your heart, the right knowledge, and then perverting it by the thinking mind, by trying to escape doing what is necessary, and trying to find an easy way out, or shorten it, or shortcuts. Let's snip a little off this edge or that edge, and I don't have to do so much. It's trying to get out of the wholeness and settle for something less. You don't want to settle for anything less, as the master. you're on the diamond path, on the consciousness of the crystalline light, you're on a higher path of consciousness. Stay within that realm, lifting your intuition to divine intuition. And your conscience now. The conscience is the aspect of the soul that knows the difference. It's that point in the soul that knows the difference between darkness and light, between right and wrong, between what is going to take you up and what is going to take you down. It's right at the center of the heart. The conscience is the heart of the soul. And so this, it tells you of the polarity balance of the soul. And if the conscience is misused in its instructions to you and you do other things, then you will be attacking the very heart of your soul. You'll be attacking that eye of the needle you have to go through to reach the higher kingdoms, to reach the higher vibrations and to be in higher consciousness. You've heard that old adage, let your conscience be your guide. It's true. Know the difference between right and wrong and do the right thing, the righteous thing. See, when you do the right thing, that's called living a righteous life. And a master on the path, a spiritual initiate or disciple, all attuned to this higher consciousness and higher way. They are not bound by the personality. As you come into the higher mind, you've broken free of the limitations of time and space. This actually happens in the higher part of the heart, but as you get into the higher mind, the higher mental body, the throat chakra, and each one of these has a chakra attunement, the root chakra, the spleen chakra, the navel chakra, the heart chakra, and now we're up here to the throat chakra on the individual, higher mind. There, in the way of guidance, is voices. Have you ever had a voice call your name? And many times talk to you. You may hear the name loudly, but then you hear whispers from eternity. You hear the voice of the silence. And when I'm talking about a voice, you may think it is an outside voice when you first hear it. But then, as you concentrate, you will see it's an inner voice within you, talking to you, guiding you. Now, there are voices and there are voices. When you say, what is one and one, you heard that voice. It just came back and said two. What is two and two? Now, you heard it. It said four, didn't it? What's four and four? See? See, the voice is in there and it's giving you information. So there's the voices of your intellect that is giving you this information back, this knowledge, this information back, as you ask, what is one, one, two, two, so and so. And what is so and so forth? You see how your mind is going around? So the voice didn't come back. He's silent. He's going, oh, no, not that. At this higher mental body, you can now have association with spirit guides. Spirit guides that come and guide you. Now, you may feel their presence and may not see them at this level of consciousness. You may hear them talking to you, sweet words of grace and light, of God's consciousness and love, whispers from the purity and perfection of God's nectar of life and energy given to you abundantly for eternal existence. Free will gift. And these voices talk from that level, this highest level. And so there are voices in between. You must, at this point, be tested for the truth. Be the truth, and you will always see the truth. A like attracts a like. Be the truth, and you will always see the truth. Be love, and you'll get love. Give wisdom, and you'll receive wisdom. A like attracts a like. And so these voices, you must be careful here that you are really following the truth. And the only way you can do that is be the truth in your life. Don't be misled or misguided by untrue voices. So there is a duality still within the voice structures here. Now, I'm not talking about the voice of God. When God talks to you, you will know it without a shadow of a doubt. You won't say, was that God talking to me? Could you tell me that this is the way he does it? No, God is strong enough. He's almighty God. He can make himself known directly to you. He doesn't need some outside source to do that. He can speak to your heart. He can speak to your soul. He can illuminate your mind and consciousness. God is. As we come into this higher mental body, we're also guided by our ideas. Ideas is a constantly flowing thing. About 2,000 ideas every hour flying through your mind. Some of those you pick up, sometimes you don't. out of that, maybe once a day, you have an original idea. That is the finest, the nectar in that area of ideas. That's the nugget in the stream. That's the diamond in the mine. That's the idea you're looking for, because that's the one that's going to give you creative power. That's the one that's going to bring you the answers to your queries about higher consciousness and greater beingness. So idea is a good guidance. But remember, there's still duality in these ideas. There can be good ideas and bad ideas. You are the end authority. And one who walks in love, in truth and wisdom, nothing can gravitate to them but love and truth and wisdom. So walk in reality of that love and that truth and that wisdom, that purity and perfection of the Christ consciousness, of the Master's consciousness, of all the saints and holy beings and masters from the beginning of time who have blessed us with the living presence in them of God. As we now look at this higher mind, clairaudio, the clear hearing ability, the ability that extends beyond the location of the ear. Now, when I'm on the radio or television and I'm reading auras over the air, many times I have to go to that place and listen to that person within their own house or in their own room. It's a transference of the ability to hear. It's clairaudio power. And so you can hear down the hall or across the city. I remember one time we were teaching at the Unity Church in Hawaii, and a woman come up and she says, "I'm hearing all these classes." And she was a Hawaiian lady. And I says, "Well, where do you live? Are you right across the street?" No, she was several blocks away, but she's hearing it in her ear because she's asking God for information, asking God for answers. And so she's hearing us. I says, "Well, it's okay if you listen." You see? Who am I to dispute what God's giving her, you see? And I'm not there to say, no, this is mine, you know, come up here and pay me for going through this. If God wants to give you something, it's a gift. You're not going to have to work for it, because God gives grace. You work. God gives grace. So clairaudio can be an extension of the hearing ability from the ear to anywhere in the world of the universe. You can hear the music of the spheres. You can listen out there in space and listen to the planet turn, the earth turning in the key of C and the other planets turning, all making a great chord of music. And then over those waves of turning is the solar waves of the sun causing vibrations in that. What a beautiful music, rising and falling, a rushing and a lifting as the planets turn and as the solar winds and all of the magnetic influence of the planets radiate out into the universe and run through each other and flow through each other at different points of listening. There's great, beautiful, open, beautiful music. So with clairaudio, you can just put your ear out on the universe and listen and say, the mystic says, "I want to hear as God hears." You think God's just listening to your own little thoughts? No, he's listening to everything at once. Everything at the same instant, because there is no time or space. Everything is going on. The past, the present, the future, everything is going on. You see? But you may think that you are fixed. You have power to control your destiny as a master. These first five levels here are guidance that most of humanity uses. Most of mankind is familiar with these type of guidance. Now we come to extraordinary guidance. Extraordinary guidance from a higher source of beingness. Extraordinary guidance, it starts with spirit guidance. Once you've reached that higher mental body, you enter into the third eye, the brow chakra, the eye of wisdom, you now have access to spirit guides. Angelic beings can guide you. You can have your guiding angel there that will guide you as you walk in the kingdom of God as an individual conscious manifestation of God. And as you walk with God and talk with God, God will send his messengers to you answering you and may give you a messenger to keep in contact with, like putting an extension on your phone. Well, he puts an extension out there by giving you an angel, see, and keeps communication back and forth. And we can hear and see and read this from the past, where masters have walked with angels and talked with angels, and we've been guided by angels. One of the most profound examples of this is Sodom and Gomorrah. So angels can guide us. Our master self, we are starting to realize this individual, the master individual self, the individualization of yourself, and you're mastering yourself as an individual to merge with the supreme consciousness. You can follow the true self, not this transitory self of these first five levels we talked about, but this individual conscious manifestation of God that is like the drop in the ocean, that is like the breath in the breeze, that is like the grain of sand on the world. You are a aspect of divinity, and you will lose the limitations of this individuality as you merge with greater and greater bodies, as you become more of a composite beingness, as you become more of a oneness, a wholeness with God. Well, we're talking a lot about God tonight. I hope I'm not pushing any buttons. God, God, God. How's that? Yes, okay. Because I love to use the word God, and I love God, and I love God's presence, and I think we should always invoke the power of God in our guidance. Before we ask for any guidance from any source, we first go to God. And then we may get impression to pay attention to our intuition or pay attention to a voice or pay attention. God will guide us into His Holy Spirit, you see. But that's further up here. That this spirit we're talking about here is your individualized spirit. And it has association with spirit guides as well. So you are walking with spiritual guides and guidance when you're in that brow chakra. Now we move up into the crown chakra here in the cosmic level of guidance. Here we have spiritual guides. Now here we have spirit guides. These are spiritual guides. There's a difference. Spiritual guides will tell you about spirit and teach you of spirit. Spirit guides help you in what you're doing in your mind, your emotions, your body, and this. They're not telling you about spirit or training you in any way. Spiritual guides will train you in the ways of heavenly consciousness, in the ways of unity and oneness when you reach the crown chakra. Whatever guidance you're using, that's how far you are in the past. So don't think you're further than you are, but don't think you're not as far as you are either. Realize you're a position on the path to God, and realize where your guidance is coming from. And if you have been thinking you're getting higher guidance, and thinking is not it. As we get to this cosmic level, we have spirit guides. We have seeing, direct seeing, open and direct seeing. That's perception. There's no reflective power there. That's an open and direct eye, an all-seeing eye. So we have our ability to see. We also have the ability of being within this consciousness. So to be guided by something, we just be that for a moment, and then we can come out of that, and then we have the realization of what it was, because we had merged with it by being. See, realization, being, gold, light, these things go together. So these are the sprinklings of gold within the cosmic consciousness, the little specks that you see and floating around there. You also can be guided by channels. There are channels, beings on this planet are channels. See, channels are at this cosmic level here and up into the mastery level. Then we have mediums down here at the spiritual level. And then we have sensitives and psychics and that along these other lines over here, more personality levels. But we're looking now for a true guidance, a true channel, a living light. A living light. I'll tell you, when you walk in front of one, you don't say, is this a living light? You're blinded by the light. I've been blinded by the light. Yeah, saying, okay. The next level is your master consciousness. When you reach the center of the crown, you have master consciousness. Archangels will guide you. The omniscient power of God, that's God's intuition, God's knowledge, God's wisdom, all that is guiding you when you're a master in the golden robe, when you've reached that exalted state and hold that power. God is guiding you, protecting you, illumining you with His wisdom and His light, and you're completely surrendered to that power, the law of God. The law, the principle, the power. See, law is for the physical, and the principle is for the mental, and power is for the spirit. It's just like attention is energy, and its energy forces power. Energy is for the physical body, forces is mental, and power is spiritual. You see what I'm saying? So there is a trinity within these forms. The omniscient power of God comes in this golden light, and so you will begin to see a golden light. You may be seeing those golden rings coming out in the meditation, those flutterings of golden light off the side, cloud-like movements around you. You may not have been aware of them. Maybe you'll begin to be aware of them if you put your mind on it. And now let's get rid of all the ifs, buts, and maybes, and let's do it. See, we have to do it here. No ifs, no buts, no maybes, no trying. Trying is lying. Either do it or don't do it. You're either a master or you're not a master. There's no two ways about it. You can't serve two masters. You can't serve yourself and serve God too. You cannot split this energy. And so you're a master consciousness here. You receive your revelations. You receive your inspirations. You receive your realizations in the power of this golden light that blazes all about you and through you. Some call it the Buddhahood. When you reach this level and along the Buddhist path, they call that Buddhahood. When you reach that golden level of the light there, and you're being putting on the golden robe, so to speak, now you've reached Buddhahood, and you're in that area of consciousness. And so this golden light, there are golden light masters. I'm a golden light master. I've come from that stage, and I'm working to be a white light master and a crystal light master. And so I'm building from this stage of development in my energies. The next level is the Christos, the Christ light. Here we are guided by the omnipresence, the omnipresent power of God. You know, stay present. Stay present. Don't drift away. Don't get over there in thoughts. Don't be guided by these lesser guides. You see, come into the presence. You know what omni means? It means everywhere. And so omnipresence means everywhere present. It means you don't have to go to an altar. You don't have to go over to the church. You don't have to go over to the spiritual teacher, because the omnipresence is teaching you and guiding you right where you're at. God doesn't need to wait across town for you. So you're in this omnipresence power right here, right now, getting in your breath, and then putting your breath in the holy breath gives you an ascension power. That's by speaking the words of the Holy Spirit of God, letting the Holy Spirit speak through you to praise God and to love God. This is the Christos, the white light masters, the great ascended brotherhood of white light. Is in this structure here. And all of the masters that manifested the rays came out of that Christ consciousness, because Christ gives the radiation out, and masters take certain aspects of the Christ and live them and manifest them. Some were manifestations of love, some manifestations of wisdom, some manifestations of truth and reality and higher consciousness. So as we look at the rays coming from this white light, they're called the sufferings of light. But we want the pureness of white light. Now, when we say white, I don't mean the color white like this blackboard here. What I mean is like this white space that's here between you and I. It's a clear space, isn't it? And so we want a clear white light. That is the Christos. That is the highest guidance in the white light, of pure, clear white light. You may see white like this. That is the lower, that's the hem of the garment. Because as you get closer to the head, there's more radiance and clarity there in the purity of ever-giving light, not reflective light. And the white is a reflection of the light when we want to look directly at the light, which is that consciousness moving like between us now, here, this space between us. And we're in the Christ consciousness. It's touching us at this very moment. Eternal life is touching you at this very moment, right now, here, in this time, in this space. Now, the next level of guidance is the Holy Spirit's guidance. And this is the omnipotent power of God. This is the crystal light, the Holy Spirit. See? Omnipotent. I hope you see that. Because I didn't put it in there, so I'm making a point. It's omnipotent or omnipotent. See? Potent. It's in everything. The Holy Spirit is in everything. Everything. There's nothing that does not have this breath of life in it. It wouldn't even exist without the Holy Spirit, without the breath of life, without this crystalline, pure, giving, eternal existence. Giving of life. So the Holy Spirit, being guided by the Holy Spirit. Glory to God. Praise God. I love you, God. Thank you, God. These are the statements of the Holy Spirit. And this exhilarates you and takes you into that level. God, O Lord of all lords, Master of all masters, God. You see. In some way, to give that mastery to other beings. God is the Lord of all masters, of all saints and holy beings. There's only one God. And we come into God's guidance. God guides us through the presence, the I am presence of God. Guides us through the I am, the omni being. Being all things. Being in all things. Being in all things. Being. Being in all things. God is in you as you, the oversoul to the soul of conscience, the oversoul, the conscience of creation, the balance of darkness and light, and the reality of their true sense is not good or bad, but in equality of higher consciousness, not in the perversion of mind and the delusions of the physical reality. We're talking about the consciousness, it's beyond reality, it's supernatural power of God guiding you. And so you have these guidance within you. You must attune to the guide you are most familiar with and keep growing from that point of consciousness. Always reaching with your eye on God. For someday God may just lift you up out of these lower areas and just bring you right into the I am presence and power of God, right into, right. You know what I am means? It means now present, now present, now present. And so you're in this now presence consciousness. You should do everything this next week to concentrate on meeting your spiritual guide. Ask to meet your spiritual guide. Say, God, reveal where I'm getting my guidance from. You see, you want to know who's been advising you in all your moves in life. Because you get some advice and then you take a move, don't you? And you're talking over this aspect of yourself, the wall, or something. Some people talk to the wall, you know. But that's only a point of focus. Some talk to their altar. Some talk to statues. Some talk to icons. Some talk to themselves. One fellow was talking to himself and he says, I realized I was God. He says, how did you realize that? He says, because I was the only one talking and I gave the answers. Well, isn't that something? You may think you're God under that kind of aspect. Don't believe it. You are God experiencing. It's much more glory than the separate states of consciousness. Now, this next week, we want you to begin your deep meditations by gazing on your heart. Going to gaze on the heart chakra, on the heart center. We want understanding, knowledge, and psychic power. We want our understanding, our knowledge, and psychic power, our soul's power, the power of our soul, to be awakened to us consciously. And so we're asking for guidance to open our hearts, open our hearts, open up our hearts in this month, in this encounter. Also, the breath control, remember to work with your breaths. Continue your breath controls. Now pick one and work on it. Next week we'll be giving you another one. You may continue last week's. But find the one that helps you the best now and begin to use this more consciously and with power and with light. Now this week we are continuing to strengthen our ability to have sequential power over our third eye. You have moved through the first seven stages of universal power, and now you are moving through seven stages of individualized power. The stages were the golden circle, the yin and yang, or black and white symbol, the all-seeing eye, the green dot, the blue dot, the red dot, the yellow dot that you've been working with, these dots, not in that order. See, you got me, didn't you? Okay, I caught you thinking about it. So, in the order, and now you're adding to this consciousness the symbol of the higher triad. The higher triad represents your higher mind, your super consciousness, and your cosmic consciousness. And you're dwelling on this part of your being now. You're concentrating on these higher aspects of your being. See, where you pay attention, that's the way you direct things too. By paying attention, you direct. And so you'll direct yourself to these higher levels of consciousness as you now add this to your meditation. Now let me read to you what the description of this higher triad is. You've gone over the rainbow bridge. You go over the solar bridge. You're in the white light. You manifest the golden circle. Then you manifest the yin-yang. Then you manifest the all-seeing eye. Then you manifest the emerald dot. Then you manifest the sapphire dot, the diamond yellow dot, and the ruby dot. And now we are coming into the point where we bring the higher triad. The higher triad contains the states of beingness, at oneness, all-knowingness, detachment, the God desire, the immaculate conception, vision and imagination, the third eye, the will and power of God, the higher mental body. The upper triad has all the throat and head centers within it. All the throat and head centers within the higher triad. It also represents the flow of cosmic forces into the human consciousness. That flow comes in ideas, in ideal consciousness, impressions, inspirations. At the top, we realize our self-mastery, the crown of humanity. At the bottom, inner peace and creative powers. It is spirit pointing to matter. It is spirit pointing to matter. And so we are looking now to have spirit point to matter. Keep up your breath exercises. Keep up your visualizations exercises. Do not break the rhythms of your meditation. You will have power and success. I am the success, remember? Well, if you're doing it, you don't have to remember. God bless you. May God's great and Holy Spirit guide you. May you live and move and have your being in the light. Blessings of love.